It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Who do we have on hold right here? Hello.
Hi, Marcy. It's Nikki Sixx.
Nikki Sixx, great to hear from you. We lost a father, so to speak, yesterday in the rock and roll world. Mario Maglieri, 93 years old, former owner of the Whiskey A Go-Go, the Roxy, Rainbow Bar and Grill. Huge part of the rock and roll scene. Lots of regulars. Nikki Sixx, you were one of them.
Yes, I was.
Launching pad for many a rockers, for sure.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and, you know, we've all known Mario since I was 17 years old. I was going and hanging out down there, and that was in the late 70s, middle to late 70s. And, you know, we have so much to be thankful for Mario, because whether it's Jeff Beck or, you know, guys Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Hendrix, Alice Cooper, you know, after the 70s and the 80s came, and, you know, you had the punk era, and you had, you know, the bands like, you know, I was in the band London, and he used to really, like, take care of us. He always believed in our team, and it goes on and on. Guns N' Roses, Metallica.
Yeah, yeah, the Doors. I mean, the Doors were a house band.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, if you have a record collection or you listen to a song on the radio, Mario somehow had something to do with it by believing in the dreams of these people. And we would all congregate either at the, you know, hang out, support other musicians, or play whiskey. We all spent so many hours at the Rainbow, and, you know, not only, you know, having fun and tasting girls and drinking, and but like the best food in the world and a place to hang out. And Mario was always there. He was always the one that kind of, for me personally, he would kind of come over and say, "You gonna stay out of trouble tonight, Nicky?" And I'd say, "Yeah." He would shake his head and laugh and walk away, knowing that he'd probably have to throw me out later.
Yeah, yeah. And I hear he was quite the prankster.
Listen, he was older than all of us, and he had a younger spirit than most of us, because he loved it. He loved the music. He loved the musicians, the artists. He loved all of it.
And I mean, obviously, he was a fantastic businessman, but it was his love for music that was kind of the springboard for all of this.
And he had heart. You know, a lot of people talk about the music industry, and, you know, he didn't run a record company. He didn't do a lot of that stuff. But he was actually, in a lot of ways, very important to us being able to believe that we could get something. You know, to play the Whiskey A Go-Go was the holy grail when you were coming up. And, you know, he helped make that happen. I mean, he would talk to me when I was booking him up. I was kind of like the agent. I was the guy in the band that would call up places to play. And he would sit down, and I would play him a cassette of our demo. And he'd be, you know, "Nicky, I got something here." And he would have us a really good time. And I remember selling out nights at the Whiskey. And he told me, he goes, "Kid," he goes, "I think you're going to make it." And I never forget how much that meant to me, because, you know, I'd seen him around a kid.
Those words stick with you, coming from somebody you look up to.
Yeah. So, you know, he was a wonderful man. He was a wonderful guy.
Definitely. Nikki, what would you say is your favorite memory of Mario?
I mean, I think really for me, there was two. One is playing him these demos of Motley Crue, and him knowing me from when I was in a band in London, and, you know, me always trying to, you know, get into the show, and always talking to him about someday I was going to play the Whiskey show, and we would play different clubs, and he would give me a hard time about playing different clubs. There was a club called the Starwood down on Santa Monica, and of course there was the Troubadour, and they were in competition with each other, but playing the music for him and getting that kind of a thumbs up from Mario, that meant a lot, because this is a guy that, you know, set with Jimmy Page and Hendrix and all the other great guys. So just to be in his presence, be a young musician, you're kind of in awe.
Yeah, that's what I understand. And although I was not fortunate enough to actually get to know Mario personally, the stories will live on, and there are many stories. A lot of rockers. The launch pad for a lot of rockers, and great memories, great stories. That's why we like talking to you, Nikki.
I don't know. I feel so lucky that to come up in Los Angeles, and that we had the places that we had, we spearheaded, you know, having the Whiskey A Go-Go as a place to play, and that supported music, and a place like the Rainbow and the Rocky, and think of all the artists that have been through these doors. Yeah. I mean, legend, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the Zeppelin booth, Lemmy sitting there playing video games, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. It was home. He gave he gave us the home. You know, he gave us the home. And a lot of them were, transplants. A lot of people came from all over the world, moved to Hollywood to have dreams. There was this guy that believed in our dreams. And to me, that's the biggest thing that he left, was the idea that if you have a dream, you can achieve it. You can go for it. And he believed in us.
Absolutely priceless.
That's amazing. You know, what a positive force on the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Good man. Mario Magliari, 93 years old, passed away yesterday. The king of the Sunset Strip, lost a legend yesterday. We really appreciate you sharing these stories, Nikki. Thank you. And by the way, the public memorial is scheduled to take place at the Rainbow. That's coming up this weekend, Sunday.
Fantastic.
Again, Nikki, thank you so much for checking in. I know you just had hip replacement surgery. Hope you're doing well there. We want to find out what you're up to as far as 6 a.m. You got a lot of stuff in the works there, so let's talk about that next time. Cool?
You got it. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day, okay?
You too, Nikki. Thanks.
Bye.
We'll throw some crew on next. It's 95.5 KLOS.